The marshmallow test measures children's ability to control their urges. The marshmallow test is a famous experiment used to study how children control their impulses. In the test, kids were given the choice to eat their favorite treat right away or wait and receive two treats later when the researcher returned. The researcher would leave the room, telling the child they could call them back if they couldn't wait. While the child sat alone with the treat in front of them, researchers secretly observed how they managed the situation to learn more about self-control. In an experiment, some children ate the treat right away, while others waited a little before eating it. However, a few kids managed to resist the treat completely by distracting themselves in different ways, like singing songs or playing with their chairs. These children came up with their own strategies, but researchers later helped by teaching them if-then plans. For example, one plan was, if my hand moves toward the treat, then I will start singing a song. When the children followed these plans and reminded themselves each time they reached for the treat, they found it easier to wait. Self-control brain development progresses with age, influencing behavior. How do you decide whether or not to give in to temptation? Should you indulge in that chocolate bar, or resist it? Two systems regulate our self-control. One reacts instantly to our surroundings, and the other governs our actions. In your brain, the limbic system, also known as the hot system, manages your emotions and basic urges. It reacts instantly to things that excite you. For instance, when you see a marshmallow, your hot system immediately makes you want to eat it right away rather than waiting patiently for more. In your prefrontal cortex, there's a cool system that helps you with self-control. It's essential for making decisions and planning. Whenever you need to control yourself, your cool system becomes active. When you successfully distract yourself from the marshmallow, the strategies you use activate your cool system. The hot and cool systems work together, so when one is active, the other becomes less active. The ability to control impulses develops gradually during childhood. While babies are born with a working system for immediate needs, older kids rely more on this system to regulate their actions. Children under 4 usually can't use their cool system effectively. As you grow older, you gain more self-control, but your cool system is still developing during adolescence. Most people don't have a fully functional cool system until they're adults, which is why many teens can't resist the temptation of drugs or alcohol. Our surroundings influence our self-discipline capabilities. Genes and the environment both play a role in determining our level of self-control. Two biological systems in our body regulate self-control, but our genes don't solely determine it. Like any other skill, self-control has a genetic component, but it can also change depending on where we are and what we do. Improving self-control is possible for everyone because our life experiences constantly shape who we are. Researchers demonstrated this through an experiment involving rats. Researchers bred groups of rats to be either highly intelligent or very dull. These rats were then placed in a maze designed either to be stimulating or uninteresting. The intelligence of rats was affected by their surroundings. Dull rats improved in a stimulating maze, while smart rats struggled in a dull maze. Genetics determined their intelligence, but their environment influenced how well they could use it. How our parents raise us is crucial. Our brain's prefrontal cortex grows rapidly in our early years, greatly affected by our environment during this time. Parents can help children learn self-control by diverting their attention during tough times. For instance, a mom may calm her crying child by giving him a fun toy. This teaches the child that toys can distract and comfort them when they feel upset. Later on, the child might remember this trick and use toys to calm themselves down. On the flip side, if you as a parent don't interact much with your child, you won't introduce them to techniques like this one. As you grow older, you might find it hard to come up with your own ways to control yourself. Controlling your desires is largely shaped by your environment rather than your genes. Self-control varies by context but is ultimately limitless in potential. Self-control depends on the situation, but it can be unlimited. When people learned about President Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky, many wondered if he could still be trusted, thinking that if he couldn't control himself personally, he couldn't be trusted in his job either. But our self-control changes depending on the situation. Just because someone struggles with one kind of temptation, like sexual urges, doesn't mean they can't control themselves in other areas, like at work. We decide when to use self-control based on things like the consequences, our goals, and how strong the temptation is. For example, someone might choose to eat a burger even if it means gaining weight because the craving is stronger than the consequences. Self-control isn't always the same in every situation. For example, someone might find it easy to control themselves at work but struggle in other settings. If you believe that self-control is unlimited, you might be better at managing yourself than others. A study demonstrates this idea well. Participants were asked to control their facial expressions. For instance, they had to hide their disgust when exposed to something unpleasant. One group was told that the exercise would help boost their energy. How viewing self-control as energizing boosts performance. People who saw self-control as something that gave them energy performed better on a task than those who thought of it as tiring. After doing a self-control exercise, both groups had to squeeze a hand grip as hard as they could. The group that viewed self-control as energizing did much better, showing that positively thinking about self-control can actually make you stronger and more focused. So, if you believe you have unlimited self-control, you're less likely to get tired or lose focus, which helps you stay productive. A child's marshmallow test performance predicts adult self-control. The marshmallow test, often seen as a simple experiment with kids, actually predicted how these children would fare as adults. In later studies, researchers followed up with the children from the marshmallow test. They found that those who waited longer for their treats tended to be more successful later in life. People who were able to wait for a bigger reward or resist temptation longer as kids tend to concentrate better than adults. They find it easier to pay attention, even in busy environments, and are good at planning. Apart from testing self-control, the marshmallow test revealed more advantages. Children who waited for treats tended to achieve higher SAT scores and perform better in school. They also excelled in maintaining personal relationships. Some differences were visible in the participants' brains. In another study, researchers used an fMRI scanner to examine participants' brains. They discovered that those who performed well in the marshmallow test and school showed more activity in their prefrontal cortex. Children who had less self-control in preschool showed more activity in their brain's pleasure and addiction center, the ventral striatum. As adults, they were less able to resist addictive substances. The marshmallow test showed that a child's early self-control habits could predict their future behavior and development. Despite being very young during the test, the children had already formed habits of self-control that continued into their later years. Teach children they can decide and face the consequences of their actions. Teaching children self-control is vital during their upbringing. How you can do it efficiently. Children need to learn that their decisions lead to outcomes. When we're young, we usually learn how to control ourselves from our parents. So, parents should help their kids while also letting them make their own choices. Parents must ensure children grasp that their choices lead to outcomes. Good decisions bring positive results, while bad choices bring negative ones. Parents can help their children by setting up simple if-then plans like they were taught in the marshmallow test. For example, if children start piano lessons and practice regularly, then they'll soon be playing songs on their own. Parents should praise their children when they work hard. This makes them feel rewarded and encourages them to keep working hard in the future. It's also important for children to know that everyone makes mistakes sometimes. They shouldn't get too stressed or panic when they make a mistake. Encourage children's persistence. Self-control is crucial during stressful times, especially for kids who may give up easily when facing potential failure. In such moments, parents play a vital role in motivating them to keep trying. Parents should help their children understand the importance of always giving their best effort. Kids need to know they can achieve anything they set their minds to, regardless of their genetic makeup. When kids are praised for working hard, they'll be more likely to keep trying to get better. For example, if they're practicing a hard piano piece, they'll want to keep going because they'll know they can still do well even if they make some mistakes. Focus on the future and distance from temptation enhance self-control. Improving self-control is possible with practice. It's tough sometimes, but the good news is that you can get better at it. One way to do this is by focusing on the long-term results of your actions instead of giving in to short-term desires. The key is to create some space between you and the temptation. You can do this in two ways. 1. Time distance. Think about the future when you're tempted. How will you feel later if you make a good decision now? 2. Physical distance. Remove yourself from whatever is tempting you. The farther away you are from the temptation, the easier it becomes to resist. By practicing these strategies, you can strengthen your ability to control impulses and make smarter choices. To quit smoking, try thinking about the future consequences when you feel the urge to smoke. For example, imagine your doctor telling you that you have lung cancer. This will make the cigarette seem less appealing. You can use the same if-then strategy adults used in the marshmallow test. Create simple rules for yourself. For instance, if I want a cigarette, then I'll remind myself of the health risks. This method helps you make better choices and stay focused on your goal. Use if-then plans to build better habits. You can create simple rules for yourself to help build good habits. For example, decide that if your alarm rings, you'll go for a run, or if you crave chocolate, you'll choose celery instead. Over time, these actions will become automatic. It also helps to think about situations where you struggle with self-control. For instance, if you get angry when your husband forgets to take out the trash, make a plan like, if he forgets, I'll count to 10 and calmly remind him. This way, you're prepared to handle tricky moments. TV programs, teachers, and parents can all teach kids self-control. Parents greatly affect a child's self-control development. But what happens if parents don't fulfill this role? How do other influences impact these kids? Teachers significantly influence this type of development, in addition to parents. Kids from less fortunate backgrounds find it harder to control themselves. They're also more likely to become addicted to drugs or alcohol because their parents might not help them make good choices. Some cities in the United States run Knowledge as Power programs, KIPs, in schools. These programs aim to teach kids from less fortunate backgrounds important life skills like self-control. The goal is to help these children make good decisions independently. KIPs help kids succeed. Kids in KIPs graduate college about 40% of the time. Other kids like them without KIPs graduate about 8 to 10% of the time. Following the publication of the marshmallow test findings, some educators started using different approaches to help children improve their self-control. A TV show can be a great way to teach kids important lessons. On Sesame Street, there's a character called Cookie Monster who loves cookies a lot. In one episode, they did a waiting game with Cookie Monster, similar to the marshmallow test. Children watched as Cookie Monster tried not to eat a cookie right away. When he succeeded, he got two cookies as a reward. Television programs like this can be very useful for children, especially those who may not get similar lessons from their parents. Key points. 1. Self-control helps us resist urges and grows with age, influenced by our environment and choices. 2. Kids can learn to wait for rewards by using strategies like distraction or if-then plans to stay focused. 3. Our emotions drive quick decisions, while self-control comes from brain areas that support planning and patience. 4. Positive thinking about self-control can make it easier to stay focused and manage temptations. 5. Early self-control skills can predict adult success in focusing, planning, and managing relationships. 6. Parents, teachers, and even the media play key roles in teaching kids to make thoughtful choices and build self-control. 7. Practicing self-control, like creating distance from temptations, can help develop better habits over time.